This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. CO Framework, the communication strategy that works. The CO Framework that actually tells people what you expect. By Eamon Blackthorne. What happened? A recent business leadership report made the case that CEOs perform best when they operate inside a structured framework built around four pillars: people, productivity, profits, and presence. The argument is that operational leaders without this kind of architecture tend to drift, reacting to fires instead of driving results. The piece positions this four-part model as a practical blueprint for turning the CEO role into a genuine force inside an organization. The communication angle. Here is what this framework gets right, and why most leaders butcher it anyway. The four-pillar structure works because it solves the single biggest communication failure in senior leadership: vagueness. When a CEO walks into a room and everyone has a different idea of what that person is responsible for, you have a communication breakdown before a single word is spoken. A named framework fixes that. It tells your team, your peers, and your CEO exactly where your attention lies. That is not a management trick. That is clarity, and clarity is the foundation of every effective working relationship. But here is where most leaders go wrong with a framework like this. They announce it once, maybe in a town hall or a strategy deck, and then they assume the message landed. It did not. Repetition is not weakness. Repetition is how ideas become shared reality. The CEOs who actually move organizations forward are the ones who reference their framework constantly, in one-on-ones, in board updates, in casual hallway conversations. They make the four pillars the lens through which every decision gets explained. That kind of consistency builds trust faster than any sham offensive. The presence pillar deserves special attention because it is the one most executives fumble. Presence is not about being visible. It is about being legible. Your team needs to be able to read you. They need to know how you communicate under pressure, what signals you give when something is off track, and how you show up when the numbers are bad. Leaders who are emotionally inconsistent, warm one week and cold the next, create anxiety that bleeds directly into performance. Presence means your people can predict you. That predictability is a communication asset. The productivity and profits pillars matter too, but they only work if the communication around them is concrete. Not "we need to improve efficiency." That sentence means nothing. Instead, by key three, each team lead will identify one process that can be cut or automated, and they will present the case to me directly. Specificity is the difference between a framework that inspires a nod and one that changes behavior. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and say it right every time. The chapter on structural clarity gives you a framework for turning abstract leadership principles into language your team can actually act on. Because a strategy no one can repeat back to you is not a strategy. It is a wish. The takeaway. Before your next team meeting, write down one sentence for each of the four pillars that describes what success looks like this quarter, not a goal, a picture. Productivity means every project has a named owner and a deadline by Friday. That sentence, said out loud in the meeting, does more work than a 20-slide deck. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.